Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses the musicals. We are talking about High School Musical. That's right, because it's now or never. We're all in this together, guys, so don't stick to the status quo, because we're all for one, and then we don't dance. Huma huma nuka nuka akpu a poo poo.
So we made this podcast. Tell your opinion. Really like
musicals, jazz hands. Hey, everybody, the boys are back.
Hey, wait a second.
I mean, the boy and the girl are back.
There it is.
That's right. I'm James and
I'm Elise.
We are, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell your opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. Guys, today it's going to be a fun one because we're talking about High School Musical, aka Thespian Neurosis, The Downfall of Sharpe Evans. Mm-hmm. Thanks to, I'm going to butcher this, Cyampa Klein?
Yeah, that's it.
Cyampa Klein for that that awesome alternative movie title. Guys, if you have alternative movie titles, get on Twitter, let us know. Get on Instagram, also let us know there. Just let us know all over the place. Find us.
Or just let us know about like anything you want.
Yeah.
We want to know.
Tell us,
let us
your
know.
Deep, dark secrets.
Please.
About musicals.
Or anything else.
Parentheses, the deep, dark secrets. Well, I'm having a tough time talking today. But, that's fine. I don't have to talk very much today because I think Elise is going to do most of the talking.
Guys, this episode is brought to you by Elise's deepest, darkest desire to live in a world where High School Musical is a real thing and exists and happens all the time.
Do you want to be the drama teacher in that
Mrs. Darbus?
Well, not necessarily her, but you can say musicale as much as you want.
Musicale. Yeah, I forgot about that.
High School Musicale. What if that's how it's actually said? Nobody ever, like, mentions...
I mean, I trust Miss Darbus.
High School Musicale, senior year.
I
wish they would have promoted it like that. After two of them, the first two, and then it hits theaters with the third one. Come see High School Musicale senior year.
Even just to see how many people would start calling it that, you know, to see if they could get people to do it. I wish.
Is it fair to say this is your childhood?
Or
your teenhood? What is it called?
My teenhood?
Your teenhood?
I don't think it's called that. Adolescent years?
I'm going to stick with teenhood. No. Well, it's got to be something hood. Adolescent hood. Do you hear that thunder?
Ooh, I did hear that thunder.
Ooh.
Wow.
This is what happens when we start talking about High School Musical.
don't you
Lightning
dare.
Lightning strikes.
Don't. Yes, I would say that it is. But, you know, I also think that, and I did say this to you, but I was a little bit older than I think was like the target age maybe. But I still think it's great.
And explain to me why. And that sounds like I need to be convinced, but I'm just curious on what your opinion is. Why is this such a great musical to you?
Okay, well, let's start with saying that the first one was kind of the first of its kind in a way, because like musicals existed and like teen movies existed, but never
teenhood.
Together.
Teenhood movies existed.
Yeah, teenhood movies.
So this is
called.
Really, what you're saying, this is the first teenhood musical.
Yeah, they should have called it that. It just really filled a gap. We all were like, hey, like, something's missing in life.
Yeah, we all were.
I'm sad all the time. What could make this life worth living? And they said, here
Zac
you go.
Zac Efron.
Here's High School Musical, which does contain Zac Efron, yes.
Yes.
And that came along. It was great.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Wait, hold on.
It swept the nation.
Hold on. Before we get into this, I just want to say that I saw today that Zac Efron is returning to the big screen in a musical about Barnum and Bailey Circus. Hugh Jackman. He's going to be P.T. Barnum in a movie about the circus, and it's a musical, and it looks awful. Okay, continue. Sorry. Just, we talk about musicals, and that's a musical, so I had to mention it.
I saw that, but I didn't know that was a musical.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good old boogie time.
So, then, picture this, okay? High School Musical 1 goes great. They're getting ready for High School Musical 2. They literally are like months in advance. Here's the release date. Gather your friends, gather your family, etc. I went to a straight up High School Musical 2 release party with all my friends.
With all your friends? So like, was it just you by yourself? Let's.
First of all, how dare you?
Sorry.
Okay. Secondly, let's get back to business here.
Okay, sorry. I keep interrupting you. My apologies. Huma, yeah. Huma nuka nuka apua.
No, you never say this right. Okay.
I assume that's
hold on.
Hawaiian for
I'm listen,
sorry.
Listen.
Gosh.
Repeat after me. Humu humu.
Humu humu.
Nuku nuku.
Nuku nuku.
Apa.
Apa.
Wa'a.
Poo poo.
No. No, no, no. That's later. Humu humu nuku nuku.
We poo poo later?
Wa'a.
Nope. I gotta take a quick little poo poo.
Please don't.
All right, continue. That. Okay, High School Musical 2 party.
Okay, High School Musical 2 party. At this party is actually where I met one of my very close friends. And so we always know what day we met because we can look it up.
Aww.
When was High School Musical 2 released? That's the date, friendiversary, write it down, send a postcard, etc.
So you don't even need Facebook to tell you when your friendiversary is.
No. Isn't that great?
What was the reaction to the musical at this party once it was over?
It was like this.
When's the next one?
Yeah. That
cool.
was it.
Okay.
I mean, the whole time, we were just like, can you believe this?
In what way can you believe this? Because I said that several times, too. But I don't think I meant it to say.
No, you're going to have to stop talking. So anyways, we loved it. We wanted to kill ourselves. And then we wanted to know when the next one was coming out. Then the next one was released in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Gather your friends. Gather your family. Come to the theater.
Time
amazing
High School
experience.
Musical 3, senior year.
Exactly. And I'll never forget it. I treasure it in my heart, and I relive it every day.
And I know it's a musical set in the world of teens, and a lot of teens in their teenhood love that style of music. So I had to put myself in their shoes. What would they be listening to, you know? What would they enjoy? And so I come away slightly less biased than before. I wouldn't say the demographic of this movie is adults. I even though you like it as an adult now, I don't think that's what their main target audience was. Cool. Well, okay, so through this episode, we're kind of going to rank the three movies, the trilogy, from best to worst, or worst to best, I guess, would be more exciting. Be crappy to start with the best and then work backwards.
Go down, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, Elise, what would be your least favorite of the three?
And what a hard question that is.
Indeed.
Because
it's like asking somebody to give up their firstborn.
Or to pick your favorite child.
Yeah, that's more accurate.
That's more accurate a little bit. I just killed a gnat. Anyways.
Who?
A gnat.
Who's a gnat? A gnat Funicello from the Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but which one's your least favorite, though? So.
Right.
But what's the stinker of the group?
Well, here's the deal, okay? I like them all. They're all my children.
Mm-hmm.
I love them all equally.
Mm-hmm.
But if you said...
Gun to the head,
you forced me to make a choice. I think
Which
that
is a
I...
funny thing to say to somebody held a gun to your head. Which one's your favorite High School Musical?
I mean, that would be a great prank. I'd be so scared.
Which one's the worst in your
opinion? Sorry, okay. So the worst, in my opinion, well, I can't even say the word worst. I'm not going to say it. You can't make me say that.
Which one would you watch the least amount of times?
The least amount of times would probably be High School Musical 2.
My least favorite, I think, was actually the third one.
Interesting. Do tell.
I think it was a little too full of itself. Like, By the time they made a third one, they were like, we know people are going to like this. We can do whatever we want. And yeah. It just, to me, it felt like they didn't try as hard maybe as some of the other ones. And not as far as like production, but like maybe the songs and the plot to me didn't sound as interesting.
I don't know what the budget was, but a lot, probably.
Probably,
And so they were able to do a ton of really cool stuff. And it had kind of a stagey feel to it, way more than the other two did. Like, there was a lot of numbers that, like, incorporated stage-like performances. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of, a lot of the sequences kind of reminded me of how Chicago did their musical numbers, to where it, like, takes you out of reality, and it's almost, like, very stylized all of a sudden, to where you would be watching almost like a Broadway play.
Right, right, which is really cool and really different. Again, some good songs, but we added some characters, which honestly wasn't my favorite, because
you're
I thought
about like the Sharpay's assistant and like Rocket Man or whatever his name was.
Yeah, and I was afraid when I saw that, I was afraid that they were going to launch like a High School Musical, like, here we go again, and have like these guys as the main characters and like do the whole thing again. And I'm like, when's it going to end?
Good news. They haven't.
What?
I know.
Oh, I'm so glad you told me that. I've been worried every day, every night for the past 25 years.
25?
Yeah.
When was this made? Maybe I was in my teenhood.
Yeah, you probably were.
Second favorite. This is kind of going to be a spoiler a little bit, because if you say your second favorite, then we'll know what your first favorite is immediately.
Oh, that's true.
But still, we'll discuss it. So what was your second favorite?
So second favorite is High School Musical 3, senior year.
And why is senior year your favorite year?
Because that's the year you get to leave high school. Can I get a heck yeah? just me. Okay.
Yep, nope.
They introduced a lot of new characters, and then, like, the end was very emotional because they're all leaving, and it's the end of the movies, and I'm like, let's just keep it light, y'all.
Yeah.
Sweat.
And I will say that they went the whole series without singing the title of the musical until the last scene in High School Musical 3. It was like a big hurrah. Like, now it's time to go High School Musical. I don't know how the song goes.
Yeah, that's not how it goes.
How does it go?
High School Musical. It says we have to let it go. It's the best part we've ever known. Step into the future, but hold on to.
Yeah. So do you not find that, like, that to me is irritating. I hate when people say the title of a movie in the movie. It's so, like, blech. Like, why did you have to do that?
But with
and
it
so
being,
then to make a whole song about it?
But with it being, like, this trilogy, this franchise, it's like, they're just kind of, like, putting a bow on it, wrapping it up, sending it to their relatives.
I know, but I felt like that was unnecessary, I guess. My second favorite, though, then, would be the first High School Musical. Numero Uno.
Okay.
I don't
and
know
why.
I don't know why. I like the songs more than the third one. They are classic, kind of like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though, like, I was unfamiliar with most of the movies, I still kind of knew some of the songs, like the, like, gotta get your head in the game.
Come
like
on,
that was
get your
everybody sang that song when it came out. So I guess that's my second favorite
one. All right, so what's number one then?
Well, my number one favorite then is the second one.
What? I honestly think, like, probably like 85% of America would disagree with you on that.
Well, that's fine, you know. So, okay, so I'm in the minority is what you're saying.
Yeah, I really believe that. Well, why don't you tell us what our fans said?
Before you reveal what your top favorite is, even though everybody already knows it?
My top favorite is Numero Uno.
What?
Yeah, I know. Classic, amazing, timeless, other adjectives. So there you go.
No, so I think, like you said, most people wouldn't agree with me. Most people would agree with you. And we actually took a poll on Twitter. Our poll says that 47% of people liked High School Musical 1, 24% of people liked High School Musical 2, and 29% liked High School Musical 3. So the majority, almost half, said they liked High School Musical 1 better. So you think our poll's inaccurate, though? You think
most people would
say 3?
I think, like, when the third one came out, it was, people were talking about it online and stuff, and a lot of people were saying, hands down, third one's the best, no doubt about it. But I guess a lot of time has passed since that was the consensus, so I don't really know. That's just what I thought people would still say.
Yeah, and I could see how the first and the third one stick out more than the second one. But for me, like, the second one was just, I think it was so different than the other two. Like, I liked it. I liked the setting of it more because the high school was like whatever, but kind of the golf club thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked that. I liked the idea of a talent show. Mm-hmm. I even liked the reason people were mad at Zac Efron in that movie. It made more sense to me than the reason they were mad at him in the first one, where he's like, I want to do both. And they're like, you can't.
Well, yeah, it's easier to understand if you are in high school at the time. Yeah.
True. So do you have a favorite song from the first? Let's go through favorite and least favorite songs. So we'll just start with High School Musical 1 then. Okay. What's your favorite song from High School Musical 1?
All right. My favorite song from High School Musical 1 is What I've Been Looking For.
Which one?
The first one with Sharpay and Ryan.
That's your favorite?
The upbeat, snappy, yes.
We have the same favorite song.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is happening?
When I was listening to the soundtrack, I was listening to it on YouTube, and I got to that song, and I was like, this is a pretty good song.
What I've been looking for, do-do-do-do,
yeah, okay, so it made me think of, in Hamilton, the King's songs.
Oh,
da-da-da-da-da. That's what it sounded like. Yeah. And so, like, I was actually listening to this version on YouTube, and somebody commented below in the comment section. They were like, am I the only one that likes this version better than Troy and I almost called her Lumpinella from Bad Lip Reading?
Nope.
What's her name? Gabriella.
Yes, Gabriella.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder if I'm, like, in the minority with liking that version more than... Like, that was weird, because it was like they came in and saved the day with the Troy and Gabriella version, but, like, let's be honest.
Well, here's the thing, you know, the point was that Ryan and Sharpay are all about, you know, the pomp and the glory and the glamorous stuff, and then Troy and Gabriella are supposed to be like, oh, hey, like, let's actually, like, let's slow down the song because we want to bring attention to the person who wrote the song and the words of the song and make it have, like, a deeper meaning than just, like...
And make it worse.
Da, 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 da. You know what I mean? So that's why Kelsey, the piano player, really appreciated them, too, because they were, like, they were doing it the way that Kelsey wrote it. Kelsey wrote it to be slow. She wrote it to be, like, a romantic...
But she wrote a worse version than Sharpay and Ryan performed.
Well, but see,
I get
also,
what you're saying, but we're also saying that the better version is the Sharpay version.
But we didn't get to hear the whole song, so, like, you know, we don't really know.
Okay.
But if I'm going to jam, I want something upbeat.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do.
And I've learned that entire dance, so...
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't learn that entire dance?
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Okay, what's your least favorite from High School Musical 1?
Well, I have a question first. Is Status Quo in High School Musical 1?
Show enough.
I just have a comment about that song then, because I really like that song, actually.
Okay.
The musical that just won the Best Tony, Dear Evan Hansen, that sounds like that whole musical. So, like, if you're wondering what Dear Evan Hansen sounds like, the majority of it sounds like the Status Quo song. Really good songs.
Excellent.
Yeah. But my least favorite song is When There Was Me and You.
Same. We have the same.
Because it's a stinky little turd of a song. That's why.
Well, it's not a stinky turd of a song. I think that's really rude. I apologize to whoever wrote that song.
Because they're listening for sure.
I know. They always are. There's just not a lot to it. If I had to skip one, that'd be it.
Yeah, me too. If I had to skip one, that would be it.
I don't like the way that you said that.
Speaking of High School Musical 1, today I was actually online and I found a Russian version of
what?
High School Musical 1. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Well, I was fascinated by it, and I wanted to take this time to show our listeners. What's the equivalent of show? Well, I guess we're still showing it to them. Whatever.
Display. You get
the
point.
We are going to play what we found in the Russian version of High School Musical. Would you call this the climax song
of the musical? I would say it's what brings it all home.
So in the American version, we have Breaking Free. Now we're going to show you guys what the Russian version of Breaking Free sounds like. So,
all right, I'm excited to hear this.
We soar and fly. There's no star in heaven we can't reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
You know the world can see us in way that's different than who we are.
We create space between us till we are separate hearts.
But your faith, it gives me strength.
Strength to believe.
We break free.
We are soaring.
Fly.
There's no star in heaven that we cannot reach.
If we try. Yeah, we'll break free. Oh, we break free. Can you feel it building like a wave the ocean cannot control?
Yes, connected by a feeling in our very souls.
Very souls, yes.
Yes.
Rising till it lifts us up
so that everybody can see it.
We break free.
We are soaring.
We fly.
There's no star in heaven that we can't reach for.
If we try, yeah, we break free. Oh, we break free.
We run.
We climb to get to that place to be all that we can be. Now it's time.
So that we break free.
Yes, we break free. More than hope, more than faith.
This is truth, this is faith, and together
we see it coming. More than you, more than me.
Not a bond, but a need.
Both of us breaking free.
Soaring.
We fly.
There's not a star
in heaven that we can't reach it.
If we do our best we can.
Yeah, we break free.
Breaking free.
Oh, we break free.
We're running.
We climb to get to that place to be all that we can be.
Now and the time is now.
So we break free.
We are breaking free.
Yes, we break free, I suppose.
Break free always. And forever.
End of song?
I think so.
You know, the whole world can see us.
In a way that's not the same than who we are. I'm very cold. Does anybody have a jacket?
So, wow. Right?
That was amazing.
I know.
Way better than the original.
Can you believe I totally found that online today?
I believe it.
Okay, so moving on. Let's just move on from that. let's go to High School Musical 2, The Deuce, as I like to call it.
Oh, come on. Call it that.
I don't mean it in a derogatory way.
You can't say deuce in a non-derogatory way.
It's my favorite one. It should be the deuce in your collection. It's the Uno in mine.
All right. So, which one's your favorite in that one?
My favorite song in High School Musical 2 is Well, okay. It's kind of a tie, honestly.
Okay. I have two listed as well.
Well, I like the first song. What time is it?
What time is it? Summertime.
And also Work This Out.
Oh, interesting.
And I have a third one, but I don't. I mean, if you care, the third one was All for One.
Really?
Yeah, I like that song.
Okay.
It makes me want to punch my fists up in the air and just be like, we're all in this together.
Well, yeah, All for One. So, do you have reasons, or you just?
I like the "What Time Is It" because it to me. I mentioned this to you, but to me, out of all the songs in all the musicals, this one felt the most appropriate, like appropriately timed.
All the others were inappropriate.
So inappropriate. I mean, yeah. Hum a Nuka Nuka Poo Poo. That's not even part of the actual movie, is it? It's a deleted scene.
It is. It's a deleted scene. But, I mean, most people know about that because it's on the soundtrack.
So, yeah, What Time Is It? I think that is my favorite. But Work This Out, it's a fun song, too.
It really is. And all the different, like, little bink, 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 yeah. Bink,
bink. I really like how they work into that song. That's the thing. The song doesn't come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in these movies, it's like all of a sudden a song just like slaps you in the face and you're like, oh, we're singing now. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I saw you were, what's the word? Jarred a couple times.
Yeah, I was shocked. It scared me.
Yeah.
We were just having a normal dialogue and all of a sudden somebody's like, aloha. And I was like, what?
Laha. That's how the best songs start.
thank you. Applause. I'm assuming it wasn't another gnat, but it was applause.
Just one clap, though. That's all you got.
It's only worth one. Clap, too.
So my favorites were not the same as yours. They were You Are the Music and Me.
Okay.
And Gotta Go My Own Way.
Gotta Go My Own Way. Is that when he's dancing around the golf course?
No, that's when she's breaking up with him and leaving.
Sing a little bit of it for me.
I gotta say what's on my mind. Something about us doesn't seem right these days. Life keeps getting in the way.
Still going. Thought you were done.
No, that's it.
Cool.
You remember how You Are the Music in Me goes.
You are the music in me. Is that right?
You're the music in me. That's what you said?
I sang it like a vacation Bible school song.
or like the Munchkins.
Yeah. We represent the music in me.
Okay. What was your least favorite?
My least favorite is Bet On It. Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it,
bet on it,
bet on it, bet on it, bet on it, bet on it. Stop saying bet on it.
Oh, I don't think it was like a rap, though. I don't think it went that fast.
I bet it, I bet it, bet it, bet it, bet it, bet it on it.
My least favorite is Every Day of my life.
Oh, that's so depressing.
I know. I just thought I'd share that with you.
My least favorite is All the Things Ever.
But my worst day is Every Day.
Okay, how does Every Day go?
Every day. Every day, yeah. That's pretty much. We lost him.
That's one of the snoozers.
It's the one at the very end. Remember, you were upset because Sharpay was being left out after she had been a total jerk to everybody. And you were like, what about Sharpay?
Sharpay wasn't getting her due diligence. Is that how that phrase works?
I don't know. As you said it, I was like, not sure.
You agreed, and then you unagreed.
I said, I'm going to uncheck.
How do I words?
Don't ask me. All right, third movie.
Third movie, High School Musical 3, favorite song. I want it all.
What do you want?
All. It all.
It all.
I want it all.
Why?
Choreography was cool. The way they did the staging was cool. Kind of like what we were talking about with Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Did you like the little bit in between where she's like, Oprah's calling again. She wants you on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably one of the parts that made me laugh.
Okay. I mean,
there's several parts in the movies where I just can't help but give a little giggle. You know, give credit where credit's due, you know.
Due diligence.
Give credit where credit's due diligence. But I don't know. I like the extravagance of that number. And I like, okay, we didn't mention this, but in High School Musical 2, I like the song Fabulous. I like Sharpay songs. For some reason, they're funny to me.
I mean, they're good. They're upbeat. They're very bratty.
I know they're made to make you want to hate her, but like, I don't.
But I think also you kind of want to be her, you know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite song from High School Musical,
Trace? My favorite song is Trace. Senior Year. Can I Have This Dance? And anyone who knows me knows that that's my favorite song because I talk about it all the time.
And I'm going to sing it for you right now because I remember exactly how it goes.
Oh, this will be good.
Can I have this dance? Oh, let's take a chance. Get into the proper stance. Oh, dance. Right?
You probably had one word right.
Oh, agree to disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much for ruining that tune, though.
How's it really go?
Can I have this dance?
Close.
Least?
Oh, least favorites. I knew we had something else to do. Well, we kind of talked about how much I don't like High School Musical, the actual song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, Right Here, Right Now. Right Here, Right Now is when they're in the treehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't like it. I don't know. That's one of those songs that came out of nowhere. They just like slowly zoom in on them and they're like talking on the side of this treehouse.
Can you imagine
what
would happen
if
we could have any dream?
If I was the other person that wasn't singing, I would have been like, whoa, and just pushed them out of the treehouse. Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to sing. Climb back up.
That's good to know that anyone near you needs to alert you before they sing any sort of song.
Yeah, all my friends come up to me before they start singing. Hey, James, just to let you know, I'm about to bust into a tune. You can sing harmony if you want.
That's really polite, actually.
Yeah. I mean,
more
it's
people should
common
be like
courtesy.
That.
Chivalry's not dead. Due diligence. What's your least favorite song?
It is the We're All in This Together reprise that they do at the end. Because they literally just take the song from the first movie and slow it way down. And I think that's kind of lazy.
You just kind of close your ears at that point?
Well.
You just stare at the screen until you know it's done? With drool coming out of your mouth?
Why does there always have to be drool?
Drool is funny.
Too drool to be cool.
Drool diligence. Do you have any facts for me about this musical?
I do have facts. Do you want to rate them?
I want to rate your facts.
Okay. Mock, mock. Brr, brr. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Rate my facts.
And that's a fact.
The role of Tiara Gold, a.k.a. Sharpay's evil assistant in High School Musical 3, was originally offered to Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez instead of the bad guy. The bad girl, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
The Tiara Gold, the British girl.
Right. Tiara Gold, that was her name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. They didn't even try.
Oh, boy. Gold Tiara is what they should have called her.
Yeah. Well, that's her name on her, like, when she has to fill out forms and stuff. Who's Selena Gomez?
Did you just say who
singer.
Is Selena
She's
Gomez?
She's a singer from the Disney Channel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the name, but is she only a singer or is she an actress?
So she was in a Disney show and then she went on to do like a lot of music stuff. She produced the show 13 Reasons Why.
I don't know. I like who played Tiara Gold, so I'm glad she didn't get cast. I'm going to give that fact a big ol' 5, right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Comfortable.
Very comfortable. Okay, so our next fact, I want to preface it by saying that when we were watching the first movie, you kept being like, is this really him singing? Referring to Zac Efron.
Yeah, so I wasn't convinced.
So here's our fact about that, okay?
Okay, bring it on.
There is a guy named Drew Seeley.
Seeley?
Seeley.
His last name sounds Seeley. Sorry.
Yep, it sure does. Anyways, he was actually the singing voice of Troy in the first High School Musical. And okay. Troy just lip-synced because Troy or Zach attempted to sing the songs, but puberty was kicking in.
That teenhood.
Yeah, he could not quite reach the notes, and like he was like, his voice was cracking, and it was a whole thing. So, okay. Drew Seeley, who I think actually auditioned to be Troy, ended up singing all his songs in the first High School
Ooh,
musical.
That's a slap in the face.
I know, it kind of is.
Hey, we don't like your face, but we like your voice. So,
but in the rest of the movies, 2 and 3, Zach did his own singing. No help from Drew.
And I didn't even notice a change.
You didn't?
I guess not.
Oh, well, if you listen to it again, knowingly, you'll be like, mm-hmm, I'll see.
Okay.
But also, Drew took Zach's place on the HSM tour because Zach couldn't go because he was doing Hairspray.
Okay, so Zac Efron did Hairspray, and there was a High School Musical tour.
Mm-hmm.
You're bombarding me with facts right now. Which one do I rate?
This is all one fact.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to give this one a 10, because I'm so overwhelmed with all this stuff.
I would say that's a good choice.
Yeah. I didn't know they went on a tour. What did they do? Did they perform the musical, or was it like a concert?
I think it was mostly just like a concert.
I wonder if people were upset they didn't see Zac Efron.
I mean, I'm sure.
Sorry, he can't be here. He's in Hairspray.
So anyways, that's a 10? Yeah?
Yeah, that's a straight up 10.
Yeah, because I really wanted to tell you the Drew Seeley part because you had specifically asked, and then it comes with a lot of backstory. All right, next fact.
Okay.
On set, the director had a yawn jar. So if any of the cast members were caught yawning, they had to put money in the jar. Then... At the end, are you laughing?
I'm laughing because it sounds like he knew people would be bored with their movie.
No, because like, you're tired. You're working so hard, you know? Then he takes the money in the jar and he donates it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Utah because they were filming in Utah. That's not just random.
It's a good fact, too, because it's so obscure. It sounds like you made it up, but you didn't.
I didn't.
It sounds like folklore. Like one of those like Hollywood legends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that on the set of High School Musical, you weren't allowed to yawn?
Well, it's kind of like on New Girl, how they have the douche jar.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that fact an 8, because it's funny.
Okay.
But it's simple.
Okay.
It's funny, but it's simple.
Funny, but simple. All right, next fact. Before auditioning for High School Musical, Lucas... who played Ryan, so your buddy. Your buddy had been working at Blockbuster. And after shooting, he went back to work at Blockbuster because he needed more money. And he had kids bringing up, like, the box with the picture on it and being like, you look like this guy. And he was like, that's me.
What was he like?
That me.
That's interesting. That's kind of sad, too. I hope he got...
Yeah, he's fine now. He did a movie called Food Boy. It's on
Netflix.
Food
Boy, yeah. The classic Food Boy.
I have not watched it, but it did not get good reviews.
Well, poor Ryan. I bet that if Ashley Tisdale would have been at that Blockbuster, people would have ignored him and been asking for her autograph. And it would have been like the real-life version of the musical happening.
Yeah.
Poor guy. I have a question, though.
Yeah.
So... I find that fact interesting, but it's also very sad. So if I rate it high, it doesn't mean I'm approving of how, like, pathetic Lucas's life is?
No, I think you're just saying it's interesting.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it a 9, but I'm going to give it a 9 like this. I think I'm going to give it a 9.
All right. We love you, Lucas. So Lucas added the jazz square bit in the What I've Been Looking For song because he says, quote, it's making fun of, but also a homage to two different choreographers I had when I was a kid who would put jazz squares in every single number.
I like that.
I mean, that's I
like
cool. That,
it sounds like they let the actors kind of do a lot of
do a little bit things. Of their own stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm going straight with the eights, but I got to give it another
straight
big
eight?
Old, big old eight.
Okay.
I
got to
tip that infinity sign vertical.
I
give it an
that's
eight.
That's what I always say. All right, next one. High School Musical 2 is the highest rated Disney Channel original movie premiere ever.
Good.
17.2 million premiere viewers. Part of that was me, because I was having a straight up High School Musical
That's
2
right.
party.
I was not part of that.
Rate that fact.
So nothing has passed it since?
I don't think so. I mean, they're not really creating many movies nowadays. Hmm.
That's interesting. Good for them.
Agreed.
And like I said, people don't agree with me, but that was the best one. Eight.
All right. Next.
I'm just going to say eight from now on.
Okay. In its early stages, it was going to be a Grease sequel. A 1999 version of the script was called Grease 3, and it would have followed Danny and Sandy's kids in a plot almost identical to that of High School Musicals. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were reportedly in mind for the lead roles.
Oh, boy. Have you seen Grease?
Yeah.
Have you seen Grease 2?
No.
To think that High School Musical could have been the third one, I feel like it wouldn't have fit.
Mm-mm.
I know they're trying to update it and everything, but I feel like it wouldn't have. If it would have been Grease 3, we would have never gotten the second or third movie.
Yeah, because they couldn't do like Grease 4, Grease 5.
Yeah, but because it's High School Musical, I feel like it was unique and stood on its own. It's kind of like when a band like changes their style, and you're like, I like their earlier stuff. Like, this isn't bad, but it doesn't sound like
it's different.
What they used to be. I wish they would have just changed their name and called themselves something different. So everybody would have been like, High School Musical or Grease 3, it's not like Grease 1.
Mm-hmm.
But now nobody says that. They're just like, yeah, High School Musical. Great, classic.
Yeah.
I give it a 10.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
And now it's time for Fact or Faked.
Oh, you added a little bit like, Faked. Which is good. I like
Thanks.
That. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay, number one. The blue tux that Zac Efron tries on in the third film was actually the tux his father wore for his wedding.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, continue.
Okay.
Bark.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just got a little dog.
A little dog cutting my throat. Cut in my throat? I got a dog cutting my throat.
Dog got your tongue? Okay.
Dog got your tongue?
Lucas, who played Ryan, your buddy.
Yes.
Learned all of the get your head in the game choreography, even though he was not in that scene, because it was his favorite dance.
Hmm. Okay. Sounds like something Lucas would do.
Yeah. Okay. Number three. Sharpay and Ryan Evans were originally written to be black characters.
Oh my gosh. That can't be something you found on the internet, right? You had to make that one up.
I can't tell you what's
Okay, so we've got the tuxedo was actually Zac Efron's daddy's at his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Got Lucas learned the get your head in the game dance. Mm-hmm. And we've got Sharpay and Ryan were supposed to be black.
Right.
This is a hard one.
I know, right?
I feel like the get your head in the game dance would be something that guy would do. Because as you mentioned, he must have took dance lessons when he was a kid. So maybe he was interested in dance. I don't remember what the tuxedo looked like that Zac Efron wore. But that's...
Remember, it was the blue one, he says. Too tight, it makes me look weird.
I feel like you wouldn't make that up, but I feel like Sharpay and Ryan just being black is too obvious of a made-up thing. Oh, man.
You gotta get your head in the game.
No, I know. I think, okay, because I think the black one is too obvious,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with the tuxedo as false.
Okay, final answer?
Final answer.
Ding, ding, ding!
Yeah?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. So I know nothing about the Blue Tux. I just thought that that'd be funny. The number two funny. Fact, that's 100% true. And I believe that because he is crazy. Yeah. And number three, they really were originally written to be black characters.
This is like The Wizard of Oz versus The Wiz.
I know.
They should make an all-black high school musical.
I mean, I'd love that.
Well, cool. I got it right.
Yeah, good work.
I win the world.
Well.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, I was just going to say, so now we should play What Song Is That From?
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Here we go. Our first song lyric is, lean back, tuck it in, take a chance, swing it out, spin around, do the dance.
I just realized how hard this is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard.
Because this is from all three movies. Lean back.
Good luck.
Lean back, stick it out. What'd you say?
Lean back, tuck it in.
Tuck it in.
Take a chance.
It's the opposite of stick it out.
Swing it out. Spin around. Do the dance.
Okay, I think I know what song this is from. I want to say it's the one there, I Don't Dance or something like that, where they're at the baseball game.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Lean back, tuck it in, take a chance. Swing it out, spin around, do the dance.
The way you're singing it right now makes it sound like something from Hamilton.
Well, that's like, it's a really good rap part.
Well, really good. Is debatable, but
cut that out.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. It all comes down to right now. It's up to us. So, what are we gonna be?
Generic high school teen song. Let's go with just because you said right now. Is it the Right Here Right Now song?
Bonk.
Dang it. I got a bonk on the head.
Now
or never.
There you go. Never have I ever.
This is the last chance to get me.
This is the last chance to get me.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, actually I think I wish we had a segment of like you just trying really hard to sing each song.
Oh, I wanted to do that. I want to have a segment one episode where it's just like neither one of us are familiar. We should do that the next episode.
Yeah, we should.
Because neither one of us are familiar with the next musical we're doing. So we should have a segment
what
where we
it?
Just try to sing. The next musical we're doing is Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Something's not right.
Mm-mm.
Really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get things back where they belong.
I don't know. Say it again.
Something's not right.
Something's
really
not
wrong.
Really wrong.
And we gotta get things back where they belong. And we gotta get things back where they belong. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it.
I have no idea. We're all in this together.
This is a song that you said you liked.
I'm so bad
if
at this.
If Troy can tell his secrets, then I can tell mine. I bake.
Oh. Stick to the status quo?
There he goes. He got it.
Gosh, that was like pulling teeth.
It was. So, bad job on that one.
Thank
Next
you.
One. A second chance. Gotta grab it and go. Maybe this time we'll hit the right notes. Wait a minute. Not the time or place. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Not the time or place. Oh my gosh, I'm bad at this game. Get your head in the game.
Yes! Finally! That sounds... Is that the Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I wanted to wait for you to finish. All right. Just like a showdown, Will Smith and Bobby De Niro.
What? They did not say that in this
yes.
anywhere.
Yes, they did.
The boys are back.
There we go. Good
really?
Job. Yeah.
Is
that, how'd you get that?
I just felt like that's something they would say in that song.
See?
Like the boys. They're
the boys are
Robbie,
back.
Robbie De Niro and Will Smith, you know?
Bobby De Niro. Okay. When it's time to win, we do it. We're number one. We've proved it.
When it's time to win, we do it.
When it's time to win, we do it. We're number one. We proved it. When it's
is this the
time,
first song? Yeah, it's the first song, right? It's the what time is it?
Summertime.
Yeah.
You got it. Good job. Good work. You've gotten nine correct so far.
Nine correct. Nine out of six.
Okay. And your last one. You better get this right. Okay, here we go.
This is the last chance to get it right.
This is the last chance to get the lyrics right. You gotta know what you're working with.
Bet on it,
Guess the lyrics. Okay.
I changed songs, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. That's all right. You're new here.
Okay, here we go.
And never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, 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 never, ever, never, never, ever, ever forget.
Can you sing it?
Never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, ever forget.
I don't know. It sounds like that song from Footloose. You never, 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 piece of your heart. Whatever.
Yeah, trick question. This actually is that song.
It's from Footloose. Oh, sweet. So, like, most of the scenes, it's, like, from Footloose.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I will say, this movie, I think a lot of the dancing scenes were influenced a lot by Footloose. Just saying.
There's no shame.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
Okay. Never, never, ever, never, 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 ever, never, never, ever, ever, never.
Basically, yeah.
And what's the last part?
Forget.
Forget. Can I pass on this one? I don't know.
Well, the irony of it is it's called Night to Remember.
Oh, trick question.
So never forget. Should have been easy. Remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
that completes our game.
Yay.
You got 15 right out of 2.
That's how you bop to the top, folks.
What would you say to the people out there who, you know, maybe they're not so sure if they really like this? What would you say to them?
Well, I will say this musical knows exactly who it's made for, and mm-hmm. it does a really good job of... giving that audience what it wants. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you are outside of that audience, it is very hard to appreciate it. But it doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that's not who it was made for. I don't think you'll have a lot of converts if you don't like that style. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like, for example, I don't listen to rap all the time, but Hamilton, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't think High School Musical has that conversion type of ability. But maybe not. Maybe that's just for me. But it's really good at what it does.
I second that.
Second?
No, third.
Well, it sounded like you said suck on.
I did not. I said I second that.
I suck on that. I thought that was a new way of saying, like, I'm picking up what you're smelling.
I'm
or no,
cool
that's not,
that.
That's not even what the saying is. I'm picking up what
I'm
you're
picking
smelling.
Picking up what you're smelling.
I suck on that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, what are your closing thoughts then? Those are my closing thoughts, but you are obviously, I would say you're a super fan of this. So what's your message?
My message to all you folks out there is that you cannot enjoy this movie if you got to stick up your butt, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, you gotta let loose and you gotta just have some fun. And
you gotta break free, like our Russian friends said.
Yeah.
In their song.
Great people, by the way. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing great voices.
Voices, yeah.
But yeah, you just gotta break free and you gotta let yourself live a little. You gotta just enjoy it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's got some comedy in there too. I mean, it's not like it takes itself super seriously. It's not like they expect you to just be like, wow, this is amazing art. It's so philosophical.
Yeah, I will say, like, there's a lot of very cheesy moments, but there's times where I genuinely laugh because some of the jokes are just, they're executed very well.
Yeah.
It's just
totes,
funny.
Totes
agree. Like, it's stupid, but it's funny. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And I think that's kind of like also what reeled me in too. I mean, it's my two of my favorite things, music, comedy.
Hmm.
Done. If you have a good sense of humor and you like to bop to the top, then you can allow yourself to enjoy this.
Yeah.
The other thing I have to say is that people will rag on the first movie for just it being like the plot is silly or it's whatever, dumb. But you also have to remember that these are high school issues that these characters are going through, and they're very real to high schoolers of, will my friends accept me if they realize that, like, I'm interested in other things, or there's another part of me that likes this other thing that maybe is weird to them. You know, you right. want to be accepted by everybody. So, yeah, I can understand how adults might watch it and be like, that dumb.
Yeah. There's a lot of issues that as adults we go, shut up, get over it. Like that, in the long term, that doesn't actually matter. But as a teenager, you know, the mountain is a lot higher to climb.
It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side.
When you're a baby, you can't see the countertops. But when you're an adult, you can see the countertops. And it's not that impressive. You're like, it's the top of a counter. Big deal. But as a kid, you're like, what's up there? You know?
Wow, that's really deep. You're going to have to give me a minute to just process.
That's me. That's James. Full of something? That something is wisdom.
Good. Excellent.
Okay, well, guys, if you want to help us rate movies or give us alternate titles or just chat with us about what you liked about our reviews or hated about our reviews or whatever, then you can follow us on the social medias, on the Instagram at We Really Like Musicals and on Twitter at WRLM Podcast. And you can also find us on Facebook. And next week, as we said, we're doing Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. This is a musical that a lot of people have seen, and when they see it, they really love it. But also, if you're not familiar with it, you don't know anything about it. If that makes sense. Like, if you've seen it, you love it. If you don't know about it, you have no opinion.
Yeah.
Well, duh. Okay. What? Anyways. Gosh, I just said I was full of wisdom, and I just sound like a moron. if you know it, you know it, and if you don't, you don't.
So brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, I think that's going to be it for this episode. Thanks for listening to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James.
And I'm Elise.
And we'll see you guys. Well, we won't see you, but
you'll
hear
us
next time. Bye, guys.
Huma, huma, nuka, nuka, apa, wa,
poo.
Musicals, jazzy.